Joseph Garner has co-authored a study with scientists at Purdue University. And, you know, if you feel guilty about eating cows and pigs, but you don't have any problem downing a tuna sandwich, we have some bad news. Fish feel pain. Again, Joseph Garner co-authored that study. He's an assistant professor of animal behavior and well-being at Purdue. Thanks for joining us. And what does your study show that earlier research didn't?
Well, good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
First of all, I should give credit where credit's due and mention that this is a project which I worked on with Jannicke Nordgren, who's a PhD student from Norway who visited us to do the work. And in a nutshell, there's a lot of people who will argue that fish don't feel pain because everything that they do is just a reflex.
No, and this is what your dad says to you when you're pulling the hook out of the fish, right?
Right, exactly. But I mean, I think actually, if you've been following the news that sprung up around this article, then I feel quite sorry for the anglers, actually, because I think they've been bearing the brunt of the reporting. But in a nutshell, what we showed was that the fish were doing things that couldn't possibly be reflexes, and in fact were doing things that looked an awful lot more like what we do when we process pain. That is, they were integrating these experiences into other behaviors long after the pain had gone away.
You know, what fascinated me is, you know, when you talk about integrating it into other behaviors, if you're crossing the street and, you know, a car sideswipes you, you might be cautious about crossing the street. And it sounds like, from your experience, these fish became really nervous and really cautious. Tell us a little bit more about that.
So what we did was we basically built a fish version of a very standard pain investigation apparatus, which just heats up a point on the body at different rates. And I really hasten to add, nowhere near a temperature which would injure the fish. So if this was to happen to you, you'd feel that heat stimulus, and then seconds later, or even just a fraction of time later, it'll be gone. And we gave fish morphine, which is a painkiller, or we gave them saline, which is a placebo. And both groups of fish reacted to the stimulus, so they showed the reflex. But then a long time later, when they were back in their tank swimming around, the fish that had received saline were showing all of these, like you say, these sort of wariness, fearfulness behaviors. Whereas the fish that had morphine, which would have blocked the pain and prevented them from experiencing it, looked perfectly normal.
Now, how much, you know, you said that, you know, perhaps jokingly, that you feel bad for the anglers. There's always this question of, you know, what it is that, you know, we deserve as human beings when we eat animals. You know, The Omnivore's Dilemma was a hugely popular book by Michael Pollan. Is this really, you know, were you looking at this from a practical standpoint in terms of food consumption, or why did you even pursue this research?
Well, for me, there's sort of two reasons for doing this kind of research. One is that I just think it's, you know, all scientists have sort of a secret nerdy fascination that they like to pursue, and in my case, I'm just really fascinated by what it's like to be another animal. So what is it like to be a fish or a mouse or a crocodile or a dolphin? I'm actually much more interested in the quote-unquote boring animals, because they're not. And the broader issue is that in this field of animal well-being, what we're trying to do is we're trying to provide the sort of key piece of objective data that helps people who are locked in these debates find some common ground that they can discuss and find resolutions around.
But Joseph, from the perspective of someone who wants to be a fish, okay, how do you respond to the fish that comes up to you and says, so Joe, what about a hook in your lip? Don't you understand? You know, why did you need to go through this study?
And there you are putting me on a metaphorical hook, at least. You're making an absolutely excellent point. I mean, I think if we work with animals as researchers, or if we eat animals, or we farm animals, then we absolutely have a fundamental responsibility to spend the time to figure out what those practices are like for the animals involved, and if they do involve pain and distress, to figure out ways to minimize them.
Well,
I think that principle's enshrined in U.S. law. I mean, I don't think that's exactly very controversial.
Well, I'm sure that there will be some controversy, particularly when it comes to people who are making ethical decisions about what they eat. Certainly there are people who are vegetarians because they just like vegetables, and other people who do it for ethical reasons. This may change that. Joseph Garner, thanks so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Joseph Garner is an assistant professor of animal behavior and well-being at Purdue University and co-author of this new study on fish and pain.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.